Venter City Commission meeting, March 26, 2020.
On order, flag salute, please. Chief Riyadi, Chief Cahill.
Aye, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. Okay, the first thing is, do we have any presentations tonight? Probably either the chief, no? Okay. The next is department head reports. Do we have anything that Chief Riyadi or Chief Cahill want to speak on?
I think it's probably a good idea just to give a quick update.
Mike, if you. The fire department is...
Why don't you go to the mic?
Yes, sir.
Because there's a...
The fire department is past the planning mode and we're fully operational currently with our available resources and equipment. And we are ready to meet the needs of the community as they develop. Hopefully our use is not as vital as it's been talked about. We're ready.
Have you gotten any 911 calls for people that have symptoms or think that they're panicking in any way or not really?
I don't want this to come across wrong, but right now every call that comes in that needs certain parameters gets dispatched as if it was a COVID-19 call. Precautions are taken accordingly and documentation has been gained. We have not received any notification from the state, county, or from the federal level of any positive tests of anybody we've transported. But that will be a delayed process. We're operating as if everybody, if we're taken to the hospital to receive care, potentially has it.
Thank you.
I think it's also, if I could just elaborate, I think it's also something for the public to know to make them feel not only are you prepared for all the contingencies that you've created an action plan in case you lose, as you start to lose staff, and also we may reactivate lifeguards to fill in for more secondary duties to create primary duties. So I just want the public to know that.
You mean not that we lose, we mean out sick.
Out sick.
Yeah.
Lost lives are no longer effective, not
right,
to get the
right
from illness
right.
Or from quarantine.
Right.
We've done a lot of thinking outside the box, the fire department, the police department working together. And you plan for the worst because hope is an effective strategy. And I'd rather have a plan when something does present.
And a lot of the lifeguards that you have veterans, they are EMTs, aren't they?
They would not be used in that capacity because they're not uniformed fire department, but they would be used in supporting roles where they would be more administrative assistance and to free up fire and police units that would otherwise be doing right now, which is delivery of food, paperwork, movements, files that need to go from one department to another, papers that need to be signed between entities that aren't in the same building anymore. The administrative assistance does on a lot of levels, and we're looking at that. I don't believe that's necessary right now, but I spoke to quite a few today. Every vendor lifeguard over the age of 18 was contacted today. We have a good percentage of them are willing to come in and do whatever city needs to be done.
Great.
And we're very lucky they're good employees that are basically part-time summer kids that want to come back and help.
Great. But to your point, it doesn't hurt that they're EMTs and they're already part of the city. It's going to help if and when we have to get reimbursed with the agreement.
They're currently, if they do come in, they will bring something to the table.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Riyadi.
The police department is functioning at 100%. My officers have done an outstanding job, and I think the public has done a great job as well in policing themselves and learning to live through this and self-correcting issues that they may have where they would normally call maybe the police or fire department. I think maybe they've taken a step back and they've allowed themselves to deal with issues on their own. We've had a drop in calls, which has really been outstanding, which allows us to support the fire department however we need. We've been answering calls, more public nuisance calls, assisting families. People are starting to get a little more irritated with each other, being cooped up. I do recommend every once in a while getting a breath of fresh air. any complaints that have come in on ordinance violations with dogs and stuff like that, we've dealt with. People are respecting everybody's private space at this point. We've had zero issues with stores staying open past the curfew. To the contrary, the businesses have really come together. They've opened up their doors to help feed, to help do their thing. They've made deliveries where necessary. People that are able to get out and help fellow citizens have really reached out and done that. They've dropped off meals to not only the police, but the fire for our guys that don't get to go out as much. And that's a big help. It shows our humanity is still there. I've also had a lot of dealings with people. I've given them my office number. And if anybody has an issue, they call up. And I think it helps ease the tension or the nerves or the nervousness of this. And it's worked out well. Nobody's abusing it. I've gotten really nothing negative from anybody about the city, about any of our programs. Just to the contrary, this is what Ventnor does. Ventnor works off of a all year round 30,000 type of population, but in the off season we have just 10. So this for us is nothing new. We're dealing with it as we do everything else. We take it in stride. I've had next to zero sick call outs. None of my officers have been affected by this. I changed some staffing schedule with dispatchers and with some of our parking violations type of officers where we're having them come in different days. But I'm keeping our manpower the way it is. I'm not splitting shifts up. The officers are dealing with it. Again, like I said, there's no abuse or anything of sick time. They know how to deal with the public. So all I can say to everybody is just keep doing what you're doing. It's working. Everybody coming together. Enough of the negatives, because that doesn't help anybody. It's allowed us, the public works, to get infrastructure stuff done. Finance has been outstanding, helping us get stuff that we need. Chief Cahill has been phenomenal with his people. Some of our private staff that are civilians, like Sue Hunter, out of the blue, she's been invaluable.
Right.
So everything has worked well. The mail drop-off that we've done, the stuff we do on the fly just to make things easier, it's all working out. And if there's a problem, we fix it, and it's kind of seamless. So I would say that this has been a really great test for all of us, and I think we passed with flying colors. OEM Donna Peterson has been on top of everything. So I've got nothing but positives to say. So thank you. This is what we trained for. This is what we did. You know, for that one time. We've been through Sandy. We've been through this. This is really nothing new. So for everybody out there, we're going to get through this if we do everything else. That is strong.
Right.
All right, Chief. Please thank everyone. Both
yes.
Staff.
Absolutely.
They are doing a great job.
I do want to piggyback on something that Chief Biagi said, because there were about 100 phone messages on the our phone today, you know, in our office. So I know there's a big question out there because some shore communities have closed the boardwalk and beaches. We, the commission, are not going to close the boardwalk or our beaches. I know there are some people that would like us to and some people that want us not to. We're not closing them because they are open public space. People just need to follow the governor's executive order to stay at home unless you need food, medicine, a doctor's appointment, or you're going out to exercise. And even if you're going to any of those places, you need to have the distance between people. So I think our beach and our boardwalk, we are blessed to have it in our backyard, and I think people need that more now than ever. I think they need it for their heart, their mind, and their soul. So people may be calling in tonight. You still have it is your privilege to call in and tell us what you think, but we have no intention of closing the beach and the boardwalk. Am I correct?
I'm in agreement, yes.
Commissioner Mangra?
I agree. I was out there today.
There was nobody.
First time, took a walk. Beach was mostly empty. The boardwalk had people on it, but they were staying,
right,
you know,
right,
good distance apart.
And
the conversations were had across the boardwalk, and it was, you know, it, like you said, it's good for the heart, mind, and soul.
Absolutely.
There was one question on Facebook already.
Yeah.
Are there plans to close the beach and boardwalk? At this time, no.
There's more people at any given time in any supermarket, and that is a closed building. Because some people said they want us to close it for their safety. I'm not a physician, I'm not an analyst of any sort, but to me, standing outside, you're not at risk as long as you have the social distance between people. You're more at risk if you're in a closed-in building.
Agreed.
So, you know, and then some people said that the
Ocean City closing their boardwalk, so all the people from Ocean City are coming to Ventnor. Now, we know that's not happening, okay? So, I respect everybody's opinion, but we're elected to do what we feel is best for the community, and I strongly, and I think both...
We'll do more harm than good.
We will do more harm than good. There are people that need to run on that boardwalk, walk on that beach, exercise, people go out there with their dogs. That is something I don't feel that we would take away. So, I just wanted to piggyback, because Chief Biagi mentioned people go out and get in and get exercise, and as the governor did. So, but I do agree with you. I live in the Heights, so coming from the Heights to here, the streets are empty. There's like, you don't see anyone. I believe Ventnor residents comply with the law.
I agree. I really do.
And you know, the sad reality is, I noticed if you're in a store, a complete stranger will look at you, smile, and say hello.
It's happened a lot.
A lot. 3 weeks ago, that didn't happen. So we will get through it, God willing.
What are you saying? We walk away from everybody. Be safe. Be well.
So we will get through it, and God willing, sooner than later, and we'll move on to the meeting. Did you have anything else to say, Commissioner Mayberg?
Nope.
Commissioner Kriegel?
Yeah, briefly, I just want to reiterate that that I'm impressed and proud of what public safety has done. The police, the fire department, has really just, as Chief Gaggi said and Chief Cahill said, they just kick into gear on things that they've already known what to do, so it's been a pleasure watching both. And your organizations, you mentioned Sue Van Dyne. She kicked in and in helping with some administrative stuff. OEM, IT have all kicked in. The police also are delivering food to out-of-town students.
And in town, yes, we are.
And in town. So there's a lot of that going on, and it's good to see. So.
Just that I thought we were going to wait for our departments to talk at the end, but I'll just mention that Public Works, they're running on split shifts, but they are completing tasks that need to get done, making sure our water lines are safe, making sure sewer lines are run properly, maintaining the city. That doesn't stop.
Yeah.
They are running on split shifts, so we have not as many people on at one time. Code enforcement, same thing. Building office is up and running. Skeleton staff, rotating that in and out. Inspections are being scheduled and complete. Jim Magnesino has put into place where when you're doing even COs for sale of property, what happens is the realtor or the federal agency contact him, they schedule a time, nobody's in the building, nobody's in the house or the condo, whatever it is. He goes in, does his inspections, and they leave. So they're doing the same thing with construction. Clear the site, nobody's there. He walks in, does his inspections, and then whoever's doing the inspection does it. So we're not holding people up and getting construction done on their properties, their businesses,
that's important,
and things of that nature. I mean, that's, as things fall out, that's not as critical, but we still want to make sure that can still occur in a safe manner and then keep business and things operating.
It's important. Yeah.
For now, again, this is and I'll use a word that's been used way too often, it's a fluid situation. I think the chiefs will agree with that. This could change tomorrow. This could change at any point. Anything we're talking about right now could completely change tomorrow, within the next 24, 48, 72 hours. Who knows? We are, and the mayor is very good at sending out the notifications that she's getting from all different sources at any time of day. That we all get.
There's a lot of information every day from the governor's office.
Yes,
absolutely. And the county executive, and coming from Trenton, there it's
yeah.
A lot, and I have to share it.
Yeah, no, it's much appreciated, and it's...
I think I've read more in the last 2 weeks than I've probably read in my whole life.
Yeah.
It's like nonstop, and it's important stuff, so you have to really pay attention.
It is. Okay. So just, I want to thank those guys that are doing their work from Public Works and Code Office as well. The City Hall people are doing great, too.
They are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have a great team. That's what I always say. We're as good as our team. All right, so well, I know we're not talking about anything capital tonight, so I'll go right into the items. We have no minutes to approve. We do have an introduction of an ordinance, and that's 2020-006, and that's the granting authority of the city engineer to issue street opening permit for hardship conditions. And this is what we discussed at the last meeting, am I correct?
Correct.
So the people will not have to wait a two-month process?
Right. We've done a lot faster. Right now, they have to come to us, they have to notify people within 200 feet of a street opening that affects their house.
Right, that's right.
It's to replace a water and sewer line
that we want
that serve, that we're kind of forcing their hand to do when they're redoing their property.
Right.
So
makes sense.
This will speed things up quite a bit.
Absolutely. Okay, anything on that?
Nope.
Mr. Creedmore? No? Okay.
Agreed.
Then we will have a public hearing, open public hearing on the ordinance as, no, we have a public hearing and adoption on 2020-005, and that is amending chapter 126, flood hazards. Now that, we discussed that.
We did.
And that's...
That assists us with our CRS rating.
Right.
It helps with flood mitigation, things of that nature.
And we discussed it the last month. Last meeting.
I'm not seeing the other resolution we're putting on here, the short-term rentals.
It is. It is 20...
Letter J?
No, that's a resolution, not an ordinance.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Resolution.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
The next is, we have, are these all the ones we consent now?
Mm-hmm.
It is, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have resolutions to vote on by consent. It's one of the parts for me to say, but I can't say it without it. Anyway, the first one is 2020-134, and that is the City of Ventnor entering into a revocable license agreement concerning the property 224-326 North Wissahickon Avenue. Is there anything on there you want to talk about?
No, it's just they need...
They need...
I forget the specifics on this one, but I believe that it deals with an encroachment into the right-of-way. Here it is here. That's really major.
Nothing unusual, right?
Nothing unusual. I just want to get the specifics so you guys know what you're voting on. I apologize.
Okay.
Provide us with a survey of the property, and they are looking to... I believe it's steps, but I want to make sure. Yeah, steps that would encroach into the right-of-way
okay.
due to an elevation of the home.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, you go with that?
Yeah.
The next is resolution 2020-135, and that's a resolution from the City of Ventnor to amending the resolution, it says 069 of 2020, authorizing a shared service agreement with Atlantic County Utility Authority and the City of Ventnor for digital media consulting services. That's Sarah, am I correct?
Correct.
That someone from the authority does all but maintains our case.
Correct.
So she's got the expertise. We'll go with that?
Yes.
Okay. The next is resolution 2020-136, and this is authorizing the service agreement with CM3 for HVAC maintenance services for the library, the culture center, and fire station 1.
Yeah, on just
that.
An extension of their contract.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Next is 2020-137, and that is authorizing a service, same one,
yep.
Service agreement with CM3 for HVAC for the city, municipal building and public works garage. Okay?
Yes, correct.
Next, 2020-138, resolution authorizing the employee assistant program services for the year 2020-2021. And that's when we're doing the same company, correct? Yes,
correct.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay. And I saw Sari in finance put something out for the employees in case anybody, you know, overwhelmed with what's going on. So this is a service that I remember shortly after we got in office, I pushed to get from because it helps for...
Especially now.
It helps for a lot of things, exactly. Next is resolution 2020-139, and that is approving the yearly membership cost for the fishing pier and to prorate due to the late opening of our 2020 fishing pier season.
Yes.
Thank you, Al, for you did the numbers. Next is 2020-140, and that is authorizing the City of Ventnor to advertise for requests for proposals for providing the drug and alcohol collection and testing for existing employees other than police and fire.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go with that. The next is 2020-141, and that's a resolution appointing Jeffrey Moore to the Ventnor City Recreation Board. The next is 2020-142, and that is a resolution extending the memorandum of agreement for superintendent of water and sewer, Mr. Ernie Gratz, who does a great job.
He does.
Most of the time, I do not know what he's talking about, but I guess I shouldn't know what he's talking about.
Good water. Just what he said.
Oh, I always tell him our water. I love our water I always have, but he does a phenomenal job. Between him and Vincent, I mean, they are just top-notch. And when Ernie starts talking, like I said, I really don't know what he's saying, but he is brilliant.
So two things. One, this brings him in line with contract dates for all our other
departments. Great.
So that's why we moved it to January.
Right, exactly.
So his will coincide with that. He just did send a letter out to all of us that we got from DEP. We had our recent water system inspections, and we passed with flying colors. So
yeah, he does a great job. And the last resolution is 2020-143, and that's a resolution of the city of Ventnor ceasing short-term rentals in response to the state, our governor's executive order 108. What that entails are Airbnbs or any short-term rentals. And that is, to me, a common sense resolution right now for our city, because the governor has put a stay-at-home order in place, so we don't need people coming here for a couple days. Plus, our infrastructure of resources, staffing, we're not up to a summer capacity.
So what if there's a potential that there's some type of surge in this is pretty unlikely, and I think it's also a lot of self-correcting, but they are already self-policing. They're allowing anybody that made a reservation middle of last month is getting refunds. So there's less and less of it, but whether weather improves, the chance for, you know, we had party houses created in the past, I think this is a good common sense measure to keep people, show that we're serious about keeping people safe.
And what we've done, we're not saying you have to cease and desist. What we're doing is deeming them non-essential businesses.
Correct.
So when the governor relaxes that order, then they'll be able to go back. That's all we're looking at doing. And really what triggered this in my mind to pursue this was one of the articles in the paper online, I don't know which one it was, you know, one of the owners of the Airbnb, I'm packed, everybody's renting me out. I'm like, that's a problem.
Was something when I had the conference call with the governor.
It was a Ventnor Airbnb.
And the executive order says this is about reducing densities.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, so, you know.
It's unfortunate, but so is the rest of it. All the other precautions are taken. They're all unfortunate.
We, the commission, take the executive order of the governor the way it should be taken, serious. It's not a request, he's not requesting, it's an order. So we're doing everything we can within our city to follow it.
Correct. Yes.
So then we will have a approval of our bills and payrolls. And then, do we have any discussion items tonight, Lisa?
No.
Okay. And now we will open it to the public, and this public portion is on any of the items that we discussed so far that we will be voting on. So the boardwalk and beach is not an item that we're voting on. So that, if someone is calling in for that, that will wait to the last part of our meeting when we have an open public discussion on anything. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's now open to the public for any comments relating to anything that we will be voting on as soon as we get out of the workshop into our regular meeting.
Mayor, can you also add to that? You can save the question for me in detail so we can get out of here.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you have any questions for the police or fire chief, they're still here, so how about we take them first?
So there is a few second lag in the video, but there has been questions for online. One person said that they walked on the boardwalk today and people are not keeping their correct social distancing. No, it was very crowded. Can Ventnor police enforce the governor's edict? Good question.
Yes, we can. And we do. I don't want to get our guys stuck up on the board.
Yeah, we're trying not to be the social distancing police, but if it is becoming an issue, I will have my officers do more frequent checks up there. And usually people get to handle more up there.
Right.
And they do tend to split up a little more when they've never been watched. So, yes, I can do that.
Right.
And we will do that.
So, that's a good concept. So, when things are, when the weather's hot and there's more people on the boardwalk, we'll send ATV or patrol up there.
Absolutely. No, we have done several passes up there. So, it's a fair question and one we will deal with.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you. I was up there, like I said, today to check on the pier work.
You sent us the pictures. So there was nobody.
Well, that was on the beach.
Right.
Okay. Here, no one's allowed up here.
That's okay.
So, the boardwalk had a lot of people on, but they were running, riding their bikes, walking. If you stop to talk to someone, because as I was there, people stopped to talk. You were as far away as you were, and I.
People had masks on, too.
Some did, yes. Some did.
And
see that.
Yeah,
people were wearing
them.
It's not recommended.
Children.
Right. Not recommended to have a mask.
So,
see,
yes,
unless you're symptomatic, we're not recommending wearing a mask.
Not everyone is going to comply, but if the PD will go up there and
absolutely
drive by, I think that's an excellent source. We don't want to close that down at this point.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
What else do you have, Tim?
That's all I said.
That's it?
Was the only question?
That was the only question online so far. I would wait a few.
Okay.
There's a lag. Yeah.
Okay.
And they can feel free to call me in the office if they have any questions.
No questions. You can feel free to call the police chief if they have any questions or concerns. I do know Lisa had a resident a second home resident called in today, wanted to come down to check on her house, and Lisa offered and said, just really want to make sure your house is okay. Our police have no problem.
Absolutely.
Checking the perimeter, and the woman was very grateful. She said, wow, that's a great idea. So I think we have the second homeowners that don't physically come down, but they're concerned about their house.
Yeah. Absolutely. We will do property checks for them.
Well, that's great.
So, yeah.
Yes, that's great. That's great. All right.
So I responded that as well, and you can hear our response. I do not see any other.
Nothing else? Okay. And we'll move on. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop part of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. We'll both be in tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Men and women, they are great.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to open to our regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we do not have any minutes to approve. We do have an introduction of ordinance 2020-006. Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2020-006.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have a public hearing on ordinance 2020-005, and that is amending Chapter 126, Flood Hazards. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-005.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's now open to the public. I know there's a lag, Tim, so we'll wait a little bit, see if anybody out there has any questions on this. And you give me the go to close it.
I'd wait a little bit.
Wait a little bit. Okay.
I'm watching it here too.
Oh, are you?
They just left. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Hamilton does their planning board meetings somewhat live.
Okay.
There's about a 7-second delay.
Okay.
Doing a presentation there, you can see a TV like that.
Okay.
While I'm speaking,
okay.
That's 7-second delay.
No, that
it's so confusing.
I don't know. If you're confused, I'm still on TV there.
Yeah.
I know that's our joke.
It is.
We good then? Another minute? Yeah, fire and police, they are. It's like they've trained their whole life for faculty in an emergency. They're very moving people.
Contingency plans that are all in place.
They have to be very prepared. Thank God. We're very blessed to have them.
I saw something where Chief Cahill's meeting with other fire chiefs and police chiefs. And actually, they're leaning on him as kind of the resident expert on how to handle a lot of this stuff.
He has, through his career, has gone, well, he trained, he has self-educated himself, not on the taxpayer's dollar. He has self-educated himself to every venue possible. He is a world of knowledge.
I actually think we're going to be better off after, on the other side of this thing. We're going to have, he's going to create some policies that are going to be in place that are going to help with the program. I think we're caught up.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the adoption of ordinance 2020-005. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2020-005.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Klebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have resolution 2020-134 through 2020-143 to vote by consent. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2020-134 through 143 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Klebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. I'm sorry, I went there. Our CFO, Al, could you please give us the amounts for bills and payroll?
Yes, the amount for the payroll was $577,532.30. And the amount of the bill list is $2,505,192.39.
Is the pension bill in that?
Pension bill is due April 1st, so we didn't send it yet.
Okay.
But that will be on the next bill list.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated by our CFO? Thank you.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Klebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Any announcements, safety report tonight?
Just that is entered into the record.
No, we're good? Okay. All right. And anything from the commissioners? I think we already spoke earlier.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Just again to thank staff all across. Lisa Yeoman's work, everybody, you know, finance department is still operating.
Yes.
You know, tax office is still operating, coordinating payments and things through drop-offs.
Right.
It's
yes.
A little cumbersome.
We got very creative.
We did.
We got very creative.
Blue buckets.
Yes. We got very creative.
The blue buckets.
But for the right reason, we have people, we don't want to stop business.
Absolutely.
And whenever a contractor or a homeowner reaches out to any one of us, we figure out a way to get their project taken care of. And I would just encourage people to keep watching our Facebook feed because it is a direct link to the information that we're getting. In a matter of minutes, we're having it reposted. It's coming from the state, it's coming from the county. The websites where you can get the most information, that has been our link.
Yes.
So keep an eye on it. It's our closest link. Right now we've had 28 viewers and a handful of 17 hearts and thumbs up.
I'm going to second both of your comments on the staff, and I think I'm sure you will agree, we need to thank the small businesses in the area because this is a tough time, and I know a lot of them have gone out of their way, like Chief Biagi mentioned, restaurants and
right,
delivering food and doing things like that, and all the residents in Ventnor, because if you drive through the city, you definitely see our residents complying with the executive order of our governor. So I mean, it's hopefully Fort Walton Beach will stay the distance between people, because I think people need to get it up there. I think looking at the ocean and just getting fresh air, where's a better place to be up there? All right.
And with that, the people staying at home, I would also encourage residents to somehow check on elderly.
Yes.
Those living alone, the elderly, our neighbors, you know, whether you call, knock on their door, don't open the door, don't go in, just check on them, make sure they're all right. So there's a story up in, I think it was Little Lake Harbor, where a woman needs food.
Right.
And the PD, like the chief said, the police department's helping out with that.
Yep.
In action.
Right.
So we need to know about this thing. Right. There's people that are struggling. We need to know about
it. Yeah, absolutely.
To help as much as we can.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so now we'll open it up to the public. This is the public portion that anyone from the public can speak on anything they would like to. They state their name and all that on there, so, and then we'll go from there. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, I should have said aye.
Aye, okay, you get 2.12.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to read, trying to find what Tim was seeing, 27 people watching.
I can't see any, I'm not.
You have to log into your Facebook account.
I'll just, let me hear it from the guy.
So, to speed things up, I just made a comment and for the public comment, and I think that it's been asked for the video attention.
That's fine, no way. Okay.
I'm feeling something.
So I can see the pier building going up?
Yeah. One wall on the AC side.
Big wall.
It's a big wall.
It's going to take some getting used to.
Yep. But the comments I heard from people on the beat that ran into a couple of residents year-round guys in McElroy, he's like, this is great. It's going to be such an improvement to what we had up there. It'd be nice. And they're building it well. It's 2x6 walls.
I'll now go for my bed.
Tim doesn't know he's supposed to be muted.
I think we're, yeah, no other comments. I think we can.
So we will.
Oh, wait a second. Sue Van Dyne, Acton Grocery Delivery has helped reduce people coming out. And we have a call.
You just hit speaker.
Yeah, right. Speaker?
We're here, Tim.
Okay. Commission meeting. Hello? Hello? Is that?
Yeah, hit speaker.
No, you got it on speaker.
And then mic?
Mic is on, speaker's on.
Yep.
No, he had it on.
You lost him now.
Maybe it'll call back.
Who's that? So Sue Van Dyne is commenting that the Acton Grocery has delivery help for people coming. Another person asks, can those of us who own homes and pay taxes come check on our homes like we typically do each month, or will we be cited? I can answer that. No, no one's going to be cited for coming to check on their home.
You can mention that the police will do perimeter checks if that comes back.
Police will do perimeter checks if you'd like, and there's no fee for that.
Exactly.
They'll do that for you.
If they're more comfortable coming to check on their home,
yeah.
Their home, they pay taxes.
Yeah, the of course it is. I mean, the notion that we don't want people to come down that are second homeowners is incorrect. I think that there was some media that used some terms in a derogatory fashion that was unfortunate. That's not what it's about. It's about following the overarching safety order. But you absolutely can. Come and check on your home, you know, practice the safe distancing that we all are trying to practice. So I'll answer that.
Did we see who was calling in?
I think it was Tim.
No, was it Anna Crush?
Yes, that's Tim Crush.
Okay.
So one.
I don't have the number. I might have.
Why don't you put mine, Tim, mine's way behind yours, so.
Hold on.
I'm trying to have him call in again.
He can see us, right? So Timmy,
Are
you there, Tim? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you there? I hit the wrong button.
Try again,
Tim. I'm sorry.
coming down here. I use my speakerphone all the time.
I bet this is him calling myself.
Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Right.
Timmy?
Yes?
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just so glad to see you without me.
Well, I got a lot, I'm a liar, as you know, wasn't me. I wanted to make sure you were on speaker, and I hit the button, and I hung up on you. I apologize.
That's right.
What's up? What do you have for us?
Just I want to call the commission for keeping the boardwalk open. I think it's a necessary or very valuable amenity that we have this time for people to use. But I want to ask the commission if they would consider doing a resolution. There's two bills out there, Senate Bill 1071 and Assembly Bill 639 that increases the money. Hello?
We're here. We're here, you can.
Okay, that increases the money for the short protection fund from $25 million to $50 million. So this may help us with some of the beach problem that we have. So one of the
we talked about
resolution support the Assembly Bill and the Senate Bill.
We may have already done that.
I think, did we do that, Lisa? Because that was something that...
That was like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without checking, I'll have
to check. We'll check. But I believe it's come across our desk.
Senate Bill 101?
Yeah.
Right, I think we did.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it on any of the agenda, so I think it's wrong.
Yeah. We'll check. Do you have anything else, Tim?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy the boardwalk.
Thank you.
Stay 6 feet away from everybody.
Absolutely. It's not my point.
Well, yeah, no, that you can't help. That's okay. I would stay away from her either. She's a lovely lady. All right, stay well. Bye. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else? Well, should we wait a while with the phone? Other people might call it. Yes, we're waiting a few minutes.
Give a shout out to our Rainbow Trail participants.
Yeah, and I got to get a rainbow.
What do you mean? What?
I know. I should get Enzo to make me one, right?
Yes, you should. Absolutely.
Sue Van Dyne and that whole team, I think, started that. Or no, it was the McCarrans, I think.
I wasn't? I get Sue Van Dyne to make me one.
Yeah, I think it was the McCarrans. Stacy and that group, they started with the kids putting rainbows in their windows. And it's been...
Don't you still get excited? I mean, I remember as a kid when you would see the rainbow after the rain, how excited. Mm-hmm. But like even... As an adult, don't you love when you, because you don't see them that often. Mm-hmm. They're just so pretty.
Yeah.
Any more comments, Tim? I'm not seeing.
Nope, I don't see any more. I'm just replying to the, I'm getting the emergency number to this person that is asking. And they can have their home perimeter checked, but absolutely, we're not, and we love our out-of-town guests, our out-of-town homeowners. It's really just about common sense. This is in this global pandemic. It's not about Jersey Shore or anything else. It's about best practices.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before we close the public portion, the residents out there know that they can contact us via email. Like you said, Tim, we are keeping the public informed on our Facebook and our webpage with all the information that we're getting disseminated from Trenton as well as the county level. So. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We do not have an executive session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
6:14.